just during the lesson.
Yes, in this article, he will bring him as a burnt offering to his will, or he will bring him closer to his will. How can it be that we have no desire and we will receive a desire? How will we bring ourselves closer to the right desire? How does the Creator help us in that? Because the desires are in His hands, not in our hand. So let us see, what does He say about it? And also, how can we increase our desire? Why is it that we have to precede our desire before we get contact with the Creator in each and every stage? And also, why is it that we get desires and thoughts that are bad, that are opposite? What is the benefit out of that? That seemingly the Creator is proud. He says, I created the evil inclination. So let's see that from the article. So Gilad, please.
Shamati article number 57, will bring him as a burnt offering or closer to his will. About the verse, will bring him as a burnt offering to his will or closer to his will. Our sages said, how so? He is coerced until he says, I want. We must understand what we pray, let there be a will, since more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed. So, why do we need to pray, let there be a will above?
If the Creator, to begin with, wants, I mean, why did He create the created beings? In order to fill them up with all the abundance and raise them to His degree. Because it is the nature of the good to do good. So, why does He do all kinds of bad things to us? So that we will ask of Him to invert them, to elevate us to a degree where we will be able to receive all of the abundance from Him. Yes?
It is known that in order to extend abundance from above, one must proceed in awakening from below.
What for? Why should we proceed with a desire from below, so that we will cry out and want, and maybe with a special kind of an outcry, with a special desire for a special fulfillment? Why do we have to be in that? If in this world we feel that this is happening, well, it happens, but if we're dealing with the Creator, who so that everything is in His hands, why do we have to proceed with our desire in order to get something from Him?
We must understand why we need an awakening from below. Because of this, we pray that there will be a will above. It means that we must evoke a desire from above to administer, to give below. It is not enough that we have a desire, but there has to be a goodwill on the part of the giver too.
That is, we need to show our desire for contact with the Creator, for an appeal to the Creator to awaken Him so that He will come closer to us, He will pay attention to us, He will turn to us. Seemingly, we have to do all of this with all of these things that we lack in order to be in tight contact with the Creator. We, by that, need to be those who begin, those who awaken, even with a desire that we don't have, let there be a desire. And for the desire to be from the side of the Creator, we also pray that there will be a desire up above. These things are not so clear. Yes?
Even though above there is a general desire to do good to his creations, he still waits for our desire to awaken his desire. In other words, if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on the part of the receiver is still incomplete. Hence, precisely by praying that there will be a will above, the desire is made to be a genuine desire, to be a fitting kli vessel to receive the abundance.
This is already a partial answer, that the fact that we pray that may you have a desire, we ask of the Creator, may you have a desire. By this, we actually develop our desire, both in quantity and in quality, in each and every kind, and also under which conditions, so that we, when we turn to Him, by that, we actually establish ourselves. And it may be that this is why He's not answering us, until we will establish ourselves in quantity and quality that are suitable for that abundance that He wants to bring us. Yes?
At the same time, we must say that all that we do, both bad and good, everything extends from above, which is the meaning of private providence, that the Creator does everything. Yet, at the same time, we must regret the bad deeds, though it too extends from above. The mind asserts that we must not regret, but justify the judgment that the bad deeds come to us. Nevertheless, it is to the contrary. We must regret not being permitted to do good deeds, which is certainly a result of a punishment, meaning that we are unworthy of serving the king. If everything is guided, how can we say that we are unworthy, since there is no act below? For this purpose, we are given bad thoughts and desires that distance us from the work of the Creator, that we are not worthy of serving Him. For this reason, there is a prayer for this, that this is a place of correction, to be worthy and capable of receiving the work of the King. Now we can see why there is a prayer for some trouble. This trouble must have come as a punishment, and punishments must be corrections, since there is a rule that the punishment is a correction. Thus, why do we pray to the Creator to cancel our corrections? Our sages say about the verse, "Then your brother should be dishonored before your eyes," that the beaten is your brother. We must know that the prayer corrects a person even more than punishment. Thus, when prayer appears instead of punishment, the affliction is lifted and the prayer is placed in its place in order to correct the body. This is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded through Torah, not rewarded through suffering. We must know that the path of Torah is a more successful way and yields more benefits than the path of suffering. This is because the kelim, the vessels, that will be fit to receive the upper light are broader and can yield dvikut, adhesion, with Him. This is the meaning of He is coerced until He says, I want. It means that the Creator says, I want the deeds of the lower ones. The meaning of prayer is what our sages said, the Creator craved the prayer of the righteous. For by the prayer, the kelim, the vessels, are made fit for the Creator to later give the abundance, since there is a fit kli, vessel, to receive the abundance.
Доброе утро. Вопрос от нашей десятки. Что такое молитва?
Good morning. A question from our ten. What is this prayer, that there be a desire above, that will create our desire so it is revealed? If from above there is always a desire to delight the created beings.
So he explains to us that up above there is a general desire, but if you want to enter a direct connection with the Creator, then you need to evoke Him to such a connection. And therefore, it is upon you to turn to Him, to pray, to ask. Okay?
Buongiorno, Rav. Perché è scritto che il Bore fa tutto?
Why is it written that the Creator does everything, but the Creator needs an awakening from below?
So the Creator needs an awakening from below because the general desire to bestow to the created beings that He has. This is why He created everything, the whole of nature and us, with all the elements we have in us and everything, besides one thing, that He leaves to us the ability to awaken Him from below, to turn to Him and to persuade Him to be in contact with us and to bestow to us so that we will advance until we will become like Him. This is why what pertains to us is only to ask.
Kiev.
Вопрос из этого вытекает, а как его убедить?
So, the question is how to convince him to be in contact with us and correct us.
It's very simple, and many articles talk about that. In order to resemble the Creator, you need to be connected with the friends, because the Creator is the keter of the degree, so you need to be incorporated in a group which all of it, as much as possible, becomes solidified, connected, and it turns to Him. It turns to the force of connection. And this is how we come closer. This is how we persuade the Creator. We persuade the Creator that He should help us, He should take care of us. If we cannot persuade Him, it is a sign that we don't want it.
А какой признак того, что мы его убедили?
Что там отхили кабель мага ему? Это
милуй мимейно. We want to get contact with him. We want to get a feeling from him.
Милуй бабалев, милуй.
The feeling in our heart, the feeling in our brain. What?
Ну в чем выражается?
And what is it expressed? And what is this connection expressed? Let's say. that he shows a desire, as he writes in the article, desires that are opposite from the Creator, impurity. I don't ask the Creator to take them away, to remove them. What do I ask? How does he answer? What's the result?
Well, this is something that you need to think about. What should you ask of the Creator? Or what is it that you want to get from him? And what changes would you like that whatever you get will affect changes in you, maybe in correcting your desires and in your thoughts, maybe in the fulfillment for your desires and your thoughts, and more? You need to know that. See, you have before you some supermarket, everything is in it, in that shop, in that store, so go in there and take whatever you want. This is really... But you need to scrutinize. What should I be focused on in order to receive from the Creator the most important thing for me?
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот тут написано.
Hello. Tell me, please.
Следует сожалеть.
It is written here.
И дальше. Разум.
That we have to regret bad deeds.
И еще дальше. Тем не менее. And yet. Мы должны сожалеть о том, что.
We mustn't. It says we mustn't regret, but justify the judgment. And then it says we have to regret him not allowing us to do good deeds. So what should we do? This or that? Regret, not regret.
On the one hand, we do need to regret it. On the other hand, we should be happy that the Creator is giving us by not giving us, that the Creator by not giving us what we need, He is actually inviting us to develop a connection with Him, to reach His degree, understanding Him, coming closer to Him, and to be such that we do persuade him that he will take care of us properly. This is called, my sons have defeated me. He wants us to ask for the right things for our development so that we can become like him.
Правильно получается, что когда мы выясняем вот свое поведение, действия, намерения, то
is it correct that when we scrutinize our intentions and actions, we should hold both directions so that it'll be complete?
Yes, that is correct. We can't just go to one extreme, one end without the other end.
Buongiorno Rav. Nell'articolo dice i kelim che saranno idonei
a ricevere
sono più ampi. Perché dice che sono più ampi?
That the vessels that will receive the Torah through the path of Torah will be broader. Why will they become broader than through the path of pain, suffering?
Because we begin to feel more. What exactly does the Creator want to give us? And He wants to give it to us according to the equivalence of form. So we have to add to our egoistic desire corrections, so that by these corrections we enlarge the vessels. We don't just want to receive, we want to bestow through our reception. And this is considered that the vessels become broader, that I take the Creator into account. What can I give Him? What can I do for Him? And this is why I open up my vessels. I am therefore working on two vessels. My deficiency that remains, nevertheless, the of you, the coarseness, does not become refined, it doesn't disappear, but also the Creator's desire that He wants to bestow, and also my desire that I want to bestow to the Creator, and then He is ready, willing to receive from me. That is, we have here, as it is called, 620 times more what we say about the desire of the created beings that receives an amplification 620 times more. And therefore, we then discern, instead of the light of Ensof, that we are in it even now, but it is so small that we cannot discover it. But when we arrange ourselves correctly, then we start to discover that light that shines according to our work, according to our lack.
Thank you, dear Rav. Question from Matan. How should we create common awakening among friends in the group so that our desires is the same as the Creator desires?
That is true, that as much as we are in a common awakening, then we have a certain congruence to the Creator. So how do we create that common awakening? Through despair, in trying to arrange everything on behalf of each one, then one starts to understand that he can get closer to the Creator only out of connection with the friends. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And this is how we advance. We have no choice, but only in such a way, because on the way, you have to relinquish your will to receive, you have to relinquish yourself. You have to incorporate with others. You have to take on a second nature. In short, this is what you have to do. And that second nature, you organize it for the time being. How will you get it? By restricting everything that you have in your first nature and allowing the upper force, the force of the light, to influence you, bestow to you, and take care of you. This is how it works. We can ask from the Creator when we have a certain connection between us, but it's not clear to us how to continue with that, how to connect. How to unite ourselves more and more, because the revelation of the Creator is according to the intensity of the connection between the friends in the ten. So how can we do it? And this is what we are asking for, that he will explain to us what else do we have to do in order to connect more, and then in that form of connection, we attain him on the degrees of Naran Chai. Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. He writes here in the beginning of the article that will bring him closer to his will. How? Until he says, I want. So, from what I understand, when the Creator forces us, giving us the bad thoughts, so that we will ask of him, so what does it mean to proceed, to bring our request first?
We need to search. What are we missing, lacking, in order to be closer to the Creator? All in all. So what are we missing? If we scrutinize what's missing, then we ask of him to give it to us, because everything comes from him. If we don't know what's missing, we also ask of him that he will explain to us what is it that we're missing. This is called the prayer before the prayer. That is, give us a deficiency so that we know what to ask for.
So we need to ask him every time?
Each time we have to turn to the Creator, even if you have no request, so that you're asking that you will have a request, and so on.
And it's only in order to awaken our desire, so it's clearer, more scrutinized?
Yes, that is correct.
Shalami Kav Yushtein.
A question from Kabir too. Should we pray to receive the right desire or the right intention?
Both the intention and the desire and the action everything that we want to change, everything we want to attain, if it is spirituality, then we attain it only through a request, which we call a prayer. Next.
A question from Mark 21. Why does the Creator first ignite the desire and then after some time he puts it out, quenches it?
He turns on the desire, meaning he reveals the deficiency to you, and later on he turns it off. Well, he doesn't turn it off, but rather he hides himself a little bit so that you will ask for his revelation in some form, a new desire, a new intention, coming closer, annulling your ego, connecting with the others, and so on. This whole concealment is in order to invite you. This is called that my beloved is like a gazelle. As the gazelle runs away, however, he turns his head back in order to see how he is distancing from the one who wants to chase after him. So it is with the Creator. He is moving away from us, but each time he makes sure, he checks whether this distancing is not too much. It has to match our ability to turn to him, nevertheless.
Shela mi Moscow.
A question from Moscow. What is the prayer of the righteous?
Tfilatam shel tzadikim.
The prayer of the righteous. Well, first of all, it is to justify the Creator for all of his actions, meaning for all the states that we go through, because our states are the actions of the Creator. So, first of all, we want to be in that state where whatever the Creator does, I consider it all to be good.
And
from here, I can turn to him and ask for something else even, for my corrections. If everything that he does is for the better, then what do I lack? So what I lack is only to correct myself, in order to accept this whole benefit.
A question from Moscow 5. How to turn the punishment into correction?
Through our attitude. Because there are no punishments. There are only corrections. And this is why, if we understand that, if we change our attitude, then already we accept it as corrections. And instead of crying, we are grateful for it.
Before you, so they're asking, what does it mean that your brother is flawed before you?
That instead of feeling punishment, I want to feel a correction. And this is why I turn to the Creator, so that he will open up my eyes, so that I can see that now I'm getting corrections, not punishments. So that instead of complaining, I will give him gratitude for performing these corrections over me. It's really the way that we are, let's say, towards the mother, that she wants to punish the baby, and the baby stays as he is on his own, and so she has to amplify the suffering out of lack of choice, because otherwise the baby may do something and harm itself. And likewise, we need to understand that the Creator is the good who is doing good, or is always doing good things for us. If I want to attain the good each time, then I have to attain a correction over my will to receive. And if what I attain, what I feel is bad in my world, in something, it is a sign that the Creator wasn't able to give me better things because I am in my ego, in my will to receive. This is why I need to ask for corrections for my vessel. Until when? Until I will start to feel in my vessel that the Creator fills everything, fills my entire vessel. And this is considered that I have corrected myself for the time being. Later on, a greater vessel will be opened and there will be additional problems there and all kinds of corruptions. And I will have to ask for that as well, to ask for corrections. And this is how it is, degree after degree. Left, right, left, right.
A
question from Moscow 8. It says that it's not enough that he has a desire, there has to be a goodwill from the side of the giver also. Does it mean that the Creator can have good desires and bad desires?
The Creator always has good desires, but according to the correction of my vessel, I feel them as good or bad. And if I feel bad, it's a sign I have something to correct until I feel them as good. This is how it works. Very simple. The whole problem is not to fall under the feeling, but be in the feeling with understanding. So I will control the situation and ask for corrections when I feel bad. And ask for corrections not in order to feel good, but in order to come closer to the Creator so as to bring Him contentment. And my bad feeling, I respect it because it helps me see where I am. This is why we have to bless for the bad and as for the good, and even more then we bless for the good, when we are thankful for the good, because it helps us be balanced in every state and advance toward the Creator. This is why the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination. I have given you a possibility to advance and reach all the way to adhesion with me. Spirituality. Yes?
A question from Australia. Even our desire to discover the Creator, to want to have a relationship with Him and to ask of Him, all of that comes from the Creator. He does everything. So is the free choice only to ask of Him correctly?
Yes, exactly that. This is our free choice. To turn to the Creator and ask of Him. This is what man was given to do. And by this, we correct our relation to the Creator from the ego to giving, like Him. We become an equivalent of form with Him. He wants to give us, we want to give to Him mutually. And in this way, we come to be Adam, who are dome, similar to the Creator.
A question for Mark 25. When we make efforts in our prayer, why do we keep getting punishments, that is, corrections?
It's in order to correct us more and more. To make a correction. A more and more precise correction. It's like a missile. As it flies, it needs to constantly move itself to check itself with relation to the target. It can't fly straight because then it will not feel its deviation. It feels itself only if it turns itself a little bit away from the right direction, and more and more and more. So in this way, when it constantly checks itself with respect to its deviations. By this, the deviations themselves help it, the missile, or a person maintain the right correction and direction. This is why it is written, 1,000 times will a righteous fall and rise. If we don't feel every moment that we are falling, confused, deflecting, then we cannot accordingly correct our direction correctly toward the goal.
A
question from Moscow 20. How can we stop relating to lack of reception as suffering?
It is through connecting with the group. We have to help each other. Within the group, we have to feel ourselves that we are in a boat, and the well-being of the boat, achieving the common goal, this is more important for us than anything personal of each of us. And by this, we advance quickly, correctly, and we achieve everything.
A question from Toronto 3. Why are there people who are rewarded with advancing on a path of Torah while others are advancing through suffering? Why does the Creator promote people in a different way?
That's incorrect. First of all, there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and did not sin. It's incorrect. Everyone makes mistakes. Look at what Kabbalists write. How do they know it? Why is it written this way in the books? Because everyone felt these things on their own heads, on their own backs, and that's how they advanced. So don't think that there are those who are like princes, advancing beautifully, nicely, smoothly. On the contrary, you can see, according to what we hear here and there in the sources about the difficult life that Moses had, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, etc., all of them, how they worked hard, how they suffered. Well, Rabash, who told me a little bit about his life, I saw that I wouldn't be able, to tolerate the kind of life that he had. And he went through it. He endured it. And I was given this life, completely different conditions, according to the decline of the generations. So we're getting different conditions. Previously, people had nowhere to live. They lived under the tree with their family, making, if they had a canopy, that was something already. Who would think that in the morning he would have something to eat in the evening? They weren't sure. There was no certainty. And look what's happening today. This is called the decline of the generations. That to our generation, it has to be given it. But accordingly, it needs to scrutinize more substantial questions. Essential questions. Goleman?
A question from PT6. How will we establish ourselves in quality and quantity that are suitable for that abundance that the Creator wants to give us?
This happens precisely through the problems that we constantly have to locate, or that these problems are, that they fall on us, or that we ourselves want to approach them and detect them, connect to them, accept them, establish them. Yes? There's no problem in this. We are receiving everything according to our vessels. which we didn't see before.
Yes, dear Rav, just to be precise about the work, as you explained today, let's say that some great egoistic desire comes to me, he writes in the article here, and now you try somehow to hold on to it in such a way that at least it won't interfere with your with you. But here I understand the essence of the work is not about it, but to ask correctly from the Creator. So how do we ask correctly?
There is a possibility for a very strong egoistic desire to awaken. There was a possibility that maybe it's possible to bring it down through an even stronger egoistic desire, but by this you didn't correct yourself. If there is a specific desire which you don't want to control you under any condition, then you come to a different desire. But that's not a correction. A correction means that you, with your corrupted desire, which you cannot work with, you simply run into the group. And there, in the group, you get in there, you do whatever they want, you confuse yourself in matters of the group. This is the most correct correction.
But
this is what we try to do. We run directly to the group, to connection, to the friends. But we see that the Creator does not retreat. Nevertheless, He deliberately pressures you more and more and more with these desires. It's as if He wants you to use these desires in some particular way. It's not clear how, however.
By having to intensify or raise your incorporation in the group above everything. You need to demand of the Creator to be revealed in the group for you to achieve correction in the group and correction and attainment of the Creator in the group, and this will cover the whole world, your entire horizon. This is what you need to do. Besides, you can turn to the friends and say, guys, I'm in a state where I really need, I desperately need to have a united thought, united desire. I'm asking, let's unite. Let's adapt ourselves, adjust ourselves to each other more and more. Because otherwise I see that this stream comes like in a river and it pulls me out.
But
along with that, I see that without this stream, this current, there would be no progress. It seems like they won't want to go there because otherwise there will be no room for work.
But when you're given work, do you do it? Of course we have to be thankful for the bad as for the good, to use both these forces, both these sides, the right and the left, correctly. We don't want to cancel the left. We want to use it correctly.
Волга.
Да, мы часто говорим о том, что главным, а может единственным наказанием.
Well, we talk a lot about the fact that the only thing, that the main punishment, maybe the only punishment the Creator gives us, is disconnection from the Ten in our emotion and in our mind, disconnection from the Ten. Now, about this article and your explanations, nevertheless, how do we reach the point where this disconnection from the Ten, I start feeling it as great danger?
Only through work in the group. If the friends also think that any movement from connection among you is dangerous, stops you, throws you off, etc. If you think this way, at least the majority of the group, by this you're already keeping yourselves advancing only forward and correctly. Okay?
Tov. Kiev 2.
Рав, здравствуйте. Вопросы десятки. Заставляет его пока...
Hello, a question from the 10. He is coerced until he says, I want. How does this action happen inside of the 10?
If it's truly a 10, if the 10 truly wants already to be constantly connected and wants to feel the relation from the Creator in a common way, among them, within them, this is a great thing. And then they need to constantly maintain the connection between them. And out of the connection between them, to constantly direct themselves toward the Creator from within the connection, from within their circle, at the center of their circle, to be directed to the Creator and constantly maintain the connection, the center of the connection, and the Creator. And it has to be perpetual work. Non-stop, because every moment, as the moment passed, it's considered that there's this new desire, and with a new desire, they have to check the connection again, and again at the center, and again from the center together to the Creator. In this way, their boat is aiming. The gates for the end of correction. A gate means that every time we overcome disturbances and ask the Creator to connect above the disturbances, all those disturbances become the substance of the connection. Everything that rejected us, that repelled us from spirituality, from the Creator, from the intention to bestow, becomes a glue for the Creator, an adhesive for the road between us. It's true that every person must say, the whole world was created for me. It's written this way. Moreover, he has to say it. Not only can, but have to. What he does in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, in the correction of the vessel, no one else can do it instead of him. And this is why we should do all of the personal work of each of us in connecting in the 10. We have no personal corrections. I don't correct myself. Tell me, in what can I correct myself? What is it? What is there in me that I need to correct? There is nothing in me that I can correct. Only my connection with others. According to this, I correct myself. I am a particular sphira in the 10 sphirot of the souls, of the soul. So, according to what is in me, I have to establish, fix my connection with the others, with all the others. And this is how I correct myself. I have nothing else to do. This is why love your neighbor as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. There is something to correct only in this. And if you find within yourselves all kinds of qualities, traits that are uncorrected, it's nonsense. Drop it. Only the corrupted connection should be corrected. And this is all of our work. That's it. If a person looks at himself, what he should correct according to his own intellect and feeling, it is a lie. It is a mistake. Only the connection between us. There, we need correction. And then, out of this correction, we reveal the Creator in each and every ten and in between the tens until the final general end of correction.
Inside the ten, outside the ten, it seems like all of the people, all of my ten outside of me, they have some sort of inner language, that inner communication. But I am the only one who is outside of that. Like, everybody is acting like a same, like a robot, like angels. And they can understand each other. But I am the only one who is outside of it. So how to work on this?
Try to cling to them and do everything you can to be connected to them. And when it seems to you like they all are behaving correctly and only you are not, this is great. This is great. Beautiful. Every person should have this perspective. Then you begin to see that you are corrupted. You are the wicked one. Great. That because it's true that besides you, everyone is already at the end of correction. And the fact that you see them as corrupted, you see it in your own vessels, which are corrupted. And the minute you correct them, you will see them as corrected. That's it. This is why, besides yourself, toward the ten, you have nothing to correct. And don't correct yourself alone, but only in your connection with the ten. Everything else, delete. It's philosophy, psychology, it's nonsense. Correcting all the qualities, etc. Only the connection with others.
Rav, you now said that we have to bless over the bad as over the good. And this is indeed the approach that we learn in many articles. However, here in the article, the approach seems to be a little bit different, or maybe really different. Bala Sulam says that we need to regret the fact that we have bad deeds or a bad feeling, even though it does extend from above. The mind dictates, asserts that we should not regret, we should justify the judgment, but nevertheless, we do need to ask for it to change. So how do these two approaches coincide?
Those two approaches connect together beautifully. That although all my failures, all the bad things that exist in me, all come from above, from the Creator. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. And I still have to regret that the Creator created in me these bad desires. And at the same time, on the other hand, I have to justify Him and bless Him, thank Him for creating bad things in me, because then I have some connection with Him, at least through the bad, because otherwise I would have no connection. And then I can ask, demand to cling to Him, to adhere to Him, with requests to correct me. I kind of grab Him like a child grabs a grown-up by the clothes and demands of him to correct me. So I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah, the spies, etc. Because without our evil inclination, we would have no contact with the Creator. Just imagine that you had no evil inclination. How would you approach the Creator? With what? This is why we don't ask to disconnect the evil inclination, to erase it, to revoke it. No. We want only to correct it. So that to the extent that we correct it, the good inclination grows in us, the right line. And the left line, the evil inclination, should also remain. I need it in order to nevertheless keep me constantly in the right direction, and this is how I walk on two legs. And I always need to see the left line as renewing. They will be as new in your eyes.
Four.
When can a ten know that they're ready for the work in feeling and in understanding?
Every moment. Without this, you have nothing. We go through many steps until we start hearing that the connection in the ten is basically that's basically the point we have to care about all the time. If we'll be connected in the group, even two, five, doesn't matter how many, then in this mutual annulment towards each other, we build a spiritual desire and can reveal the Creator to a certain extent. If we don't have annulment towards the others, it's desirable that will be at least nine in the ten, but at least two people that annul to each other, we won't have a vessel to advance towards the Creator, because all the correction is the correction of the shattering of Adam HaRishon.
And the entrances and exits from the ten, that's also the work? Or the work is being connected already and...
No, there is no such a thing. We always have entrances and exits, entrances and exits. We have to forcefully enter a connection between us. And once you do something, you're thrown out, because the Shemot, the records come up and give us the conditions to connection.
So that's my question. Is our true work in front of the Creator is that we feel we're connected and we have to pray and ask and give gratitude? Or is the actual work, I don't know, that we constantly have entrances and exits and we work with it?
Our work is to always be connected upon all the disturbances, all the changing conditions, to always be connected. Article 57 in Shamati, will bring him as a burnt offering to his will. About the verse, will bring him as a burnt offering to his will, our sages said, how so? And they got an answer. They give us an answer. He is coerced until he says, I want. Meaning, how do we reach the correct desire by all the time being bent more and more? And that's how we come to the right form of desire. This is called to bring him as a burnt offering to his will, meaning he brings him closer to the right desire. We must also understand what we pray, let there be a will and something else, some other thing, meaning what I'm asking for. Since more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed. So why do we need to pray, let there be a will above? If the Creator wants to give more than we want to receive, why do we need to pray for Him to give? Maybe we should ask for something else. It is known that in order to extend abundance from above, one must precede an awakening from below. But he wants to give. Why should I come first and ask? Why do you need to precede the awakening from below? We must understand why we need an awakening from below. Because of this, we pray that there will be a will above. It means that we must evoke a desire from above to administer below. It is not enough that we have a desire, but there has to be a goodwill on the part of the giver too. Meaning that we have to, even though he wants to give, we have to evoke him to give. Without this, he won't give, even though he wants. Even though above there is a general desire to do good to his creations, he still waits for our desire to awaken his desire. In other words, if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on the part of the receiver, our desire, is still incomplete. Hence, precisely by praying that there will be a will above, our desire is made to be a genuine desire, to be a fitting kli, fitting vessel to receive the abundance. Here, I guess it's clear. At the same time, we must say that all that we do, both bad and good, everything extends from above, which is the meaning of private providence. That in us there are no actions. We get everything from above. Meaning, if something depends on us, is how we respond to everything we go through in life. Only how to respond. And also, it is written to us how we should respond. That the Creator does everything. Yet, at the same time, we must regret the bad deeds. Though it too extends from above. The mind asserts that we must not regret, but justify the judgment. That the bad deeds come to us. Nevertheless, it is to the contrary. We must regret not being permitted to do good deeds. That's what we should be sorry about, which is certainly a result of a punishment, meaning that we are unworthy of serving the King. If everything is guided, how can we say that we are unworthy, since there is no act below? For this purpose, we are given bad thoughts and desires that distance us from the work of the Creator, that we are not worthy of serving Him. The Creator. For this reason, there is a prayer for this. That this is a place of correction, to be worthy and capable of receiving the work of the King. Now we can see why there is a prayer for some trouble. This trouble must have come as a punishment, and it came from above. And punishments must be corrections. Since there is a rule that the punishment is a correction. Thus, why do we pray to the Creator to cancel our corrections? Our sages said about the verse, then your brother should be dishonored before your eyes. That the beaten is your brother. We know that in humanity there is this method how to suffer more, as if these torments cleanse a person, correct a person. That's incorrect. That doesn't go according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We must know that the prayer corrects a person even more than punishments. Thus, when prayer appears instead of punishment, the affliction is lifted and the prayer is placed in its place in order to correct the body. the will to receive with the intention in order to bestow. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Reward through Torah was not rewarded through suffering. We must know that the path of Torah is a more successful way, and yields more benefits than the path of suffering. This is because the vessels that will be fit to receive the upper light are broader and can yield adhesion with Him if we do it by the Torah, meaning by the connection between us and prayer. This is the meaning of He is coerced until He says, I want. It means that the Creator says, I want the deeds of the lower ones. What deeds? Just to try to connect and to pray, to ask for the Creator to do it, because we, in our actions, we see that without Him, we cannot attain the right connection. The meaning of the prayer is what our sages said, the Creator craved the prayer of the righteous. For by the prayer, the kelim, vessels, are made fit for the Creator to later give the abundance, since there is a fit vessel to receive the abundance. All right. I see that there are no questions besides something 19. Yes?
No,
there's Tel Aviv. Well, okay. PT19.
Good morning, friends. So, what is a true desire? That there'll be a vessel worthy to receive the abundance. What is a true vessel?
A true vessel is that he does receive response from the Creator, and the Creator fills him. He's the right vessel. Meaning first he asks for correction, he receives this correction, meaning the restriction, the screen, and later he knows how to ask the Creator to help him to measure, to do all kinds of actions of receiving in order to bestow.
So, what do you think, that today we don't have a true desire for such a vessel?
I don't know. Check.
How can we reach a true vessel? That's the question.
That's how it says. Here it says. To examine, am I in the true vessel, meaning am I in connection with my friends, and out of our connection we turn to the Creator, and we're asking Him to correct our connection to be worthy to receive light from Him, from the Creator, fulfillment, to receive the fulfillment from the Creator in order to bestow.
So that's only work in the ten you can reach that?
Thank you, Chuv.
Ask again.
Only in working in the ten you can reach it?
Only in the work in the ten, and only through requests for correction of the connection, and later in the connection itself. Yes? Is this new?
No, because we're constantly trying to do it, and it's not really working.
It's not working if you hear it for the first time. How will it work?
If we could get advice how to reach it quickly.
Don't let go of this during the day.
What do you mean? I have a work today. What should I do?
But don't let go. Always think how I'm connected to my friends. And if you're not connected, it's also good. I have what to ask.
Rav, when we're asking for connection, what are we actually asking for? A desire or a state?
Gamze ve gamze ifshar.
Both are possible. The main thing is that we want to truly correct the shattering, the distance between us. When it's clear to us we're not connected, it's clear to us we don't have a desire to bestow, there's no love. And that's why we're asking for connection, love, and cooperation to be between us. PT2.
Question from a friend who can't ask, how can there be a prayer without suffering? How could the will to receive suffer from not being able to bestow?
By the light that reforms, which I receive mainly through the friends. There's this matter of I myself drawing some illumination from above, some light that reforms from above. But when we work together, and I can ask through the friends, that's the main thing that organizes the right vessel for me. I start feeling them, I start caring about them, and they about me. And this way it's already, we organize everything.